Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. On today's show, we continue our celebration of International Women's Day coming up on Friday by highlighting prominent women in the Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo area. Joining me on the phone here today is Michelle Hand. She is the Communications and Community Development Manager for Wood Buffalo Regional Food Bank. Michelle, how are you doing here today?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm doing fairly well. First question for you, Michelle. What made you want to become involved with the food bank?
Absolutely. So I've been now at the food bank for about a year and a half. And I think this conversation about food insecurity has become this like larger than life situation as inflation has grown, as our economic climate has changed. So if I was going to work for a nonprofit, definitely one that was close to my heart, I truly believe that everyone deserves, you know, the basic human rights, that food, shelter, clothing, water, that sort of thing. So I'm just over here kind of doing my part to make sure that some of those needs are met for those people in our community.
What does a typical day for Michelle Hand look like?
Oh, you know what? A lot of my days is I'm very blessed in the sense of I work a lot with our community partners. So actually meeting with lots of other people in the community, our sponsors. We also like go down and work with a lot of our volunteers that come in from different organizations. So I'm very blessed in a sense where I don't do a lot of moving of food, but I definitely work with all of the people within the region.
So what do you love most about your job?
Oh, my job, every single day it changes. So some days I can be, website development. Other days I'm meeting with people and event planning. I'm in charge of all of the events that the food bank has done. So we've had a couple new events since last year. One of them being the Haunting of Fort McMurray, the other one being Chopped, that were kind of both my brainchild. So very lucky to be able to always have something that's dynamic and changing within my day.
Maybe talk about the services the food bank provides.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do just our basic hamper program. So that's as people are coming in to our location and they're picking up their hamper, their monthly hamper. We also have our mobile pantry program where it's very similar, except we're taking the hampers directly out to our outlying communities in Wood Buffalo, as well as we have our basic shelf program that is an in-house cooking program. It's 6 weeks that teaches our food bank clients or anyone to the public how to make some basic meals on a smaller budget, as well as how to actually balance their budget. Teaches them about, you know, credit cards and, you know, how to get a bank account if they're international. And then we also have our snack attack program that provides all of the little snacks to each one of our schools in the region as well. So busy people around here.
Absolutely. Maybe talk about the barriers women face in accessing the food bank and how the food bank helps address those specific issues faced by women.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now we're seeing our numbers jump drastically, especially in the last couple of years with our single parent households. So I'm not suggesting that, you know, men are not single parents as well, but we do see a lot of single moms come in that are, you know, working mothers that are just trying to make ends meet. And, you know, we're able to provide them hampers as well as any sort of like baby items. So we also, if people are going to ask, we can provide baby formula, baby food, diapers of all sizes. As long as you ask, we can, you know, provide those items for you. We definitely try to make it as easy as possible for women to have the resources to make sure that they can look after themselves and their families.
How does the food bank ensure that the services and resources provided are also accessible and inclusive for women from diverse backgrounds as well?
Yeah, so we really appreciate inclusion here. We definitely do not look, we really won't turn anyone away if someone's coming in and looking, even just if they're not food bank clients, anyone can come in and ask for any of those items or emergency hampers. So we're definitely a great emergency resource for those in need, especially, like I was saying, some of those items that that women might require for their family, as well as your like feminine hygiene products we also have on stock at all times.
Can you discuss any partnerships or collaborations your food bank has formed with other organizations to better serve women in need?
Oh, absolutely. So we do work with a lot of, you know, we have a lot of sponsors that we work with. Last year, we were involved with the Wine Women and Wellbeing Program. We were one of their charitable recipients at one of their events. We love working with them, as well as we are always there during some of our, like, the Pride events, as well as we work very heavily with lots of, like, women-ran corporations, which we're very proud of.
That's great to hear. Michelle, what advice would you give women and girls today?
Oh, you know what? This may sound a little bit cliche, but you can be whatever you'd like to be. I've never looked at my life, and I've never let, you know, being a woman hold me back from, you know, professional or personal goals. I truly believe that women are the future.
And I imagine there are some prominent and important women in your life who have helped you along the way. Is there a story or two you'd like to share on that?
You know what? I have an incredible sister. She's 2 years older than I am, and I think she really has forged the way for me to be able to see, like, the strength of a woman, just in all aspects of her life, and has been a really good role model for me.
Michelle Henn, the Communications and Community Development Manager for the Wood Buffalo Regional Food Bank. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
No, I don't think so. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for joining us here on Fort McMurray Matters as we celebrate International Women's Day all week here on Play 103.7.
Thank you.
We'll have more coming up next on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Welcome back to our week-long celebration of International Women's Day on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is Kathy Steve. She's the Executive Director for United Way Fort McMurray and Wood Buffalo. Kathy, how are you doing here today?
Hi, Ryan. I am good. Thanks for having me on your show again.
Hey, glad to have you back here, Kathy. You know, International Women's Day coming up on Friday. So I wanted to know, what led you to being involved with United Way?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? It's really a life's purpose. I was thinking about this exact question the other day, too. You know, one of those moments where you're like, it was a hard day, and I'm thinking, what am I doing here? Have you ever had that where you're like, I'm just about ready to flip a table? It's been frustrating, and I'm on my last nerve. What am I doing here? And it really boils down to the work we do at United Way is my life's purpose. It's not a passion. It's the purpose of my life, which is to move the needle of humanity forward. And the United Way has allowed me to accelerate that work because it has a bigger range, a broader scope, a bigger network, let's say. And it's really soul nourishing. When we can help communities grow, and when I say communities, I mean the actual people that live in the communities. It's not a lofty goal. It's an actual thing that can be done. When I hear stories of what United Way funding has done to help people, it is so heartwarming and so, like I said, soul nourishing that I think I could do this for the rest of my life.
That's good to hear, Kathy. What does a typical day look like as executive director for United Way?
Okay, we joked about office shenanigans all day long with chair races up and down the hallway, but that's a safety issue and we can't do that. So a typical day here starts off at 8 o'clock and the team arrives. We get going right away talking about things we can do to either A, raise funds to give to agencies, or things that we can do to build strong communities. And right now we're in the process of changing the way we do business. Instead of asking people for their money, hey, give me your money and we'll do good things with it, we're saying, come with us and do good things. And there's an expectation that the money will flow from that because people will see that what we do really counts. So it's a real hive of activity here where, you know, our offices are pretty close together and we're in and out of the offices saying, hey, I have this great idea about a kit we can build to give to people who are entering detox. Or here's a project we can do to help newcomers arriving in Canada that don't speak English. Or here's a great project we can do. How about we build strong communities this way? We're also talking about how we can turn donors into reoccurring donors. You know, how do we attract them? How do we make it their life's purpose to give and to keep giving year after year? So it's actually constant motion here in the United Way office, which I really love. There is no time for shenanigans as much as I love them. We're always thinking of ways to adapt and flex. There's always a donor to thank. There's always an agency that needs a little boost. So it's really quite fun and energizing. It's not easy work by any means. There are lots of challenges that we face along the way. But we get through it together, and I think it's really the best place to work. Yeah, that's it.
You mentioned this job isn't just a job for you. It is part of your purpose. What do you love most about your job?
What do I love most about this work is seeing the difference that we make. So we get agency representatives because the Red Pole Center where we work is actually a hub of social profit. And we'll have people come in and say, hey, Kathy, I got to tell you this story about a client. And, you know, without naming names or without divulging confidentiality, they'll just say, we just had an aha moment. We just had this moment where we felt like we've made this difference for this person. Or, you know, we get people coming to the front desk donating stuff or donating money because they've heard about what United Way does in the region. And that just makes us feel so good. And it pumps our tires. It really reinforces that the work that we do is making an impact. And that's what I love about coming to work here. I also really love the people. So to be truthful, we have a great team here from finance department to business development. These people are so dedicated to what they're doing. And it is really an honor to work with them every day. So big shout outs to Tammy McGlennon, John Davies, Mary Ellen Fennec, Sophia Pioska, Pavlina Vavrka. I mean, tremendously dedicated people. And I believe it's their purpose to do this work as well. Otherwise, they wouldn't show up here every day.
You've kind of touched on this note as well, but tell me about those services United Way provides, in particular for women in need.
Yeah, so women in need, we do some funding to Waypoints. But I believe that, you know, women are affected by poverty, homelessness, addictions, abuse, all of those things. And every single one of the agencies that we fund directly affects women in our community. Right from the Hub Children's Center below us here at the Red Pole Center, to the seniors' work that they're doing here today in our boardroom. They're doing some artwork. It's really fun. So from cradle to end-of-life services, everything we do here touches the lives of women. And when we hear their stories about how, for example, a service provided at the Children's Center helped a young mother become a better parent, to, you know, seeing senior women enjoying art classes provided by St. Aidan's, and the joy it brings to them, and the giggles and the friendships and the community connections it brings to them, really makes a big difference. I really think that if you can build a strong network of women, you can build a strong community. And I think that we're doing that here through United Way-funded agencies and through the community impact work that we do through some of our other programs. It's full circle, full services.
Part two of our conversation with Kathy Steves, the executive director of United Way Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo, is next on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Our week-long celebration of International Women's Day continues on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. We head back to the phone lines as we resume our chat with Kathy Steves, the executive director of United Way Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo. I imagine there's, you know, women face a ton of barriers in today's society. How does United Way address those barriers and help women with those barriers?
Okay, let's get right down to simple stuff. Like, it's not, sometimes we think it's so complicated to address those issues, Ryan, and we think that, oh my God, it's so big, we don't even know where to start tackling it. It's very simple. It's one small step forward at a time. And United Way runs a great program here called Period Promise, where we make menstrual products free and available to schools and to community organizations. Simple as having the right stuff so that you can deal with life on a daily basis. It's not as complicated as we think. And I'd like to, you know, challenge everybody out there that you don't need to be running a social profit agency to be making a difference. You just need to be kind to your neighbors, to your friends, to your family members. It's doing your 1% every day to move the needle of humanity forward. It's basic human kindness. If we can treat each other with kindness and dignity every day in your small interactions, you are in fact changing the world. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be complicated. Leave that stuff to us here at United Way. But every day, can we just not be nice to each other and respect each other's dignity and grow our children and our families so that we don't experience abuse, poverty, homelessness, addictions, all of those things. It starts with us. Every individual person making their own contributions on a daily basis, just that 1% forward, that's all we need.
That's great stuff, Kathy. Are there any specific areas or a focus or priority initiatives within United Way's work that aim to address gender disparities and promote women's economic security and well-being?
Yeah, absolutely. Period Promise is one of them for sure, and that's making sure that girls, women have access to products they need to get through their day without causing any interruptions. So that's a big one, so Period Promise. Otherwise, we really focus on building strong communities, and what we see and we notice in our agencies is that it is predominantly women that show up to these agencies asking for help because they are the matriarchs of the family. And anything we can do to support their success and well-being is also our mission.
How can people and, you know, the community get involved with United Way's efforts to support, you know, women in the community?
Great question. And I would say check us out online, visit our website, sign up for volunteer opportunities. Also support the agencies that are near and dear to your heart. I always think, you know, Ryan, it's a great idea to pay it forward. So as a woman, having experienced, you know, abusive situations and come through it on the other end, how about pay it forward? How about volunteer at a shelter? How about volunteering at agencies that support, you know, great parenting, like the Hub Family Resource Center or the Children's Center? Or, I mean, there's 327 registered social profit agencies in our community. How about this? If you have ever received the help of a social profit agency and succeeded, you know, come through it, how about turn around and either give your time, your talent, or your treasure to grow that agency even further so that they can help other women in the similar situation? I Anyway, I am a firm believer in pay it forward, give back to your community, and do your part.
It's great to hear, Kathy. Looking ahead, what are some of the key objectives or goals United Way has to promote gender equity and ensure that women have equal opportunities to thrive in Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo?
Well, we're still working on the period promise, and we ask for any donations of product or of resources. You know, if you want to donate money, drop that off at the Red Pole Center upstairs here, MacDonald Island Park, Shell Place. We are always accepting donations for that. Otherwise, our mandate is to build strong communities, and that includes women, and that includes children and seniors, everybody at any stage of their lives. So please look up on our website, see how you can help out, and just help each other every day.
Kathy, International Women's Day coming up on Friday. What advice would you give women and girls today?
Oh my gosh, I would say, you know what, there are so many opportunities out there for women and girls, and it is really exciting to see women rising to the occasion and taking advantage of the opportunities that we see, not only in the work world, but in social profit and in a community where you can volunteer and help out. It's really exciting, and I'd say, just reach out. Don't be shy. Don't think that opportunities are limited. In fact, they are endless. So for me, if I was speaking to a group of women today and saying, hey, you can do whatever you want. The sky is, you know, it's endless opportunities here. I don't know where I got the word sky from, but I'm just saying, look out to the horizon and reach for it. And I would say, be supportive of each other. If you see a woman, a young girl, all the way to woman, you know, senior, trying to do something to improve themselves or improve others, be supportive. There's no reason to compete. There's no reason to tear each other down. Let's just be there for each other and grow, because I really believe in a strong tide raises all ships. Let's be there for each other.
I imagine there were some prominent women in your life that have helped you get to where you are. Would you like to share a story or two about them?
Oh, my goodness. Going all the way back to grade two, Winnipeg, Manitoba. Can you imagine a little tiny Kathy Steves? I was hyperactive and quite a hot mess at that age. And my grade two teacher, Madame Lessard, in French school in Winnipeg, and she believed in me, and she saw some potential, and she gave me opportunities or opened up the door for opportunities for me to succeed. And I think that without her, I wouldn't be where I am today. Grade two, my goodness, Madame Michelin.
Kathy Steves, the Executive Director of United Way, Fort McMurray, and Wood Buffalo. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
Just thank you for this opportunity, Ryan, as a male ally for women, and at this time of year, especially with International Women's Day coming along. Thank you for highlighting the impact of strong women in our communities and the value that women play in our communities and in our region. That really says something important about who you are as a person, too. And to all the men out there as allies along the way, thank you.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much for the time here today, chatting about International Women's Day and the work that United Way is doing.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
That's our show for today. Big thank you to my guests for joining the program. We continue our International Women's Day celebrations tomorrow on the show. Thank you for listening to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Ryan McNally. Have a good day.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this or any past episodes? Download the podcast at play1037.ca. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.